Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, September 24th. Toxic algae blooms have been confirmed in the Blue Mesa Reservoir. According to a press release, the National Park Service has sampled, analyzed, and determined the presence of cyanotoxins in the Iola Basin section of the Blue Mesa Reservoir in concentrations that exceed safe exposure levels. Certain types of algae blooms can produce toxins called cyanotoxins, which can be harmful to humans and animals. The National Park Service recommends avoiding any contact with shallow and near-shore waters of the Iola Basin. Use caution and avoid unnecessary exposure to reservoir water if fishing, boating, or recreating. Other areas of Blue Mesa Reservoir may also contain these toxins. Avoid areas with suspected algal mats. Boating and fishing remains open throughout the Blue Mesa. Clean harvested fish in treated water. As always, remember to clean, drain, and dry all boats and fishing gear. Do not let dogs or other animals drink water from any portion of the Iola Basin. Until further notice, the park recommends that dogs not swim in or drink reservoir waters. Contact medical care, doctor or veterinarian, if, after exposure to the water, individuals or pets exhibit nausea, vomiting, digestive distress, breathing problems, seizure, or unexplained illness. Harmful algae, also known as blue-green algae, is common and natural to our waters and found throughout Colorado. The algae can multiply rapidly to form blooms and scums, particularly in areas of shallow, warm water. Water quality staff are sampling and monitoring the situation. Paonia Elementary School recently won a prestigious award. The Colorado Transformational Impact Award is given to the top schools in the state after a competitive process. KVNF News spoke with Paonia Elementary School Principal Sam Cox to find out the details. We started by asking him what the Transformational Impact Award is and how Paonia earned it.
So the Transformational Impact Award is a new award in the state of Colorado. This is the second year that an organization called Colorado Succeeds has presented the award to schools at the elementary, middle, and high school level. Colorado Succeeds is a relatively new organization in the state that is a collection of, or it's a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that's a collection of business leaders and educators across the state. And their goal is to, or their mission statement is to bring business, education, and government leaders across the state together to identify, invest in models of education that are working, and then to try to promote those models or see how they can scale those models up throughout the state of Colorado. We were notified last January that we were one of the finalists for the 2018 award. What Colorado Succeeds does is they use data, essentially school assessment data, to identify the top schools at the elementary, middle, and high school level. So based on our 2016-2017 data, they identified us as one of the top schools at the elementary level. They prioritized those schools, top 25, at the elementary level. And then the selection committee is presented with those 25 schools, and they look at kind of anonymous data across a variety of indicators to narrow that list of 25 down to seven, I'd call them semifinalists. So we were notified in January that we were one of the seven semifinalists. So they sent out a survey to us that we completed for the committee. And the committee then used those survey results to narrow down to three finalists. And then the committee sent out a team of four representatives to do a site visit back in April of last year. During the site visit, they interviewed staff, students and parents and community members. And then they took the results from each of their site visits to identify the finalist. All of the finalists attended, the top three finalists attended the Succeeds Prize Award Ceremony, which was held on Tuesday evening, and it was over at the Denver Performing Arts Center. And during a gala presentation, they pulled a name out of the envelope, and Paoni Elementary School was the winner at the elementary level.
Well, obviously, you're very proud of the students and the staff and the teachers. Just tell me, what do you think this means for Paoni Elementary School? What does it say about the school?
What we are most proud of, and it is a collaborative we, it's not just I, what we are most proud of is the fact that we are being recognized regardless of our size, regardless of the assets that we have. We're being recognized for the growth that we are able to have our students produce. That academic growth that's been a focus of this school since earlier than 2010 is paying off, and it continues to pay off. Paoni Elementary School has received the Governor's Distinguished Improvement Award for student growth 7 out of the last 9 years that's been awarded. So year in and year out, we're able to focus on student growth and get our kids to grow. And now we're being recognized not only through that Governor's Distinguished Improvement Award, but also by these outside entities that are really looking at the overall picture of the school. One of the things that struck me as an observer during the selection committee's visit last spring, you know, I sat in on the interviews of the community, the interviews of the school staff, and the interviews of the students. And in each one of those kind of breakout sessions, the party that was being interviewed mentioned how much the role of family, or that feeling of family, exists at our school. And it was one of the things I mentioned in the award ceremony the other night, was how important community really is in students' growth and achievement. And if we make sure that we have a strong community feel within our school, and we are obviously in Paonia supported by a tremendously responsive and supportive community to the needs of the school, it just ensures that all of our kids are successful.
Well, Sam Cox, principal of Paonia Elementary School, congratulations and thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you. And again, thank you to the Paonia community for your support of our little school.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, September 24th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.